Hello.
Okay, we have I've started recording for another 20 minutes just as a bonus and a couple of remarks. Discussed this in the break. Chapter 8 and 9 will be part of the curriculum. Chapter 10, which he will cover in three slides, is optional. Nice to know, but there won't be any hard questions there on the exam. We cover that lightly. And also we got a question about where does the input values to the functions go, and Sergei correctly answered in memory. But that depends on the calling convention. So the calling conventions, we covered this earlier. So his calling convention probably puts the values on a stack, which is stored in memory, but there are calling conventions that put input values to the function in the registers. But that's not the case here. So he will cover a couple of slides from chapter 10 and finish up some example. And after that, it's doing the exercises for chapter 9. If you want to do for chapter 10, that's the bonus. You might learn something extra. So please feel free or repeat the exercises that Sergei provided. Okay, that's it.
Okay, and I'm back online. I guess people can hear me. So I'll briefly mention the kernel debugging and the chapter 10. So what is the difference between the user and kernel debugging? As I already mentioned, the regular programs that run in the user mode, they cannot access the hardware directly. They need to use some special interfaces, and if you want to debug drivers or operational system itself, then you need to run the kernel debugging. So for the kernel debugging, usually you need to have two systems. One is a target system, another is a host system. So target system is the system that you want to debug, and the host system is where you run the debugger and where you... What happened? All right, yeah, now it works. And the host system where you run the debug and analysis. So in order to set up the kernel debugging on the host system, you run the CMD with administrative privileges, and you type in like the following comments. It's like bcd edit, and then you put debug on, and then you put some debug settings. These debug settings are for the debugging via the COM cable. It's a quite old serial cable standard. So if you want to debug Windows, to perform kernel debugging for Windows XP or Windows 7, you will probably use a COM cable. Or it is also possible to do via the FireWire, but for Windows 8 and higher, like for Windows 10, you can do it with the network. So if the host and target are within the same network, you'll just set up the port number, or the network port number, and you will connect two machines over the network. And I think it will be faster than via the COM cables. Because, for example, when you set the baud rate, it's a speed of connection. And this is, as you can see, 115,000 bouts. It's bits per second. It's not that much. So if you want to grab a lot of memory and other things, it will take some time. So when you set all the things on, you restart the system. And on some systems, for some reason, there's no BCD edit tool present. I don't know why, but in this case, you just run msconfig. There you can edit the Windows startup settings. So you place there pretty much the same options as were here through the BCD edit. So you mention the port which is used for debugging, and you mention the speed of connection. Then you restart the system. So on the host machine, like I will show you a bit later, you run WinDBG with administrative privileges. Sometimes you will need that privileges, so I prefer to launch it just with the administrator. And you just connect it, and I'll just show you how to do that. And when the connection is established, usually the target system remains running, so you won't able to do all the to perform all the commands and analysis you want. So then you need to break the execution, and then there's a command line in WinDBG which you can use for running different commands. So now I will show you. Now I will show you how to set up the kernel debugging for virtual machine. So it's almost the same as for the physical machine. So what you need to do is to go to the virtual machine, to the settings, and then if there is no serial port there, usually by default there is no serial port there, you add it from here, you add a serial port, and you set it as a piped serial port. You name the pipe, so you have to assign some name. Now it's com, lower dash, and one. And what is also important that you select that options is the first option is this end is the server, and the other end is an application, because we're going to use WinDBG as a kernel debugger. And yeah, yield CPU on pole is one of the options that you also need. And connect on power on so that serial port is available after the start. So when you run this, it's starting right now. Now I will launch. Start normally. Now I will launch. Try to launch where this the WinDBG. So I will launch it with administrative privileges. So here is the window of WinDBG, and if you will try to press kernel debugging, there is a different options. You see, it can perform debugging over the network if the virtual machine runs Windows 8 or later. There's also possible to debug it via the USB, but then you need to have a specific device. This is a connection for the FireWire. This is a kernel debugging for local machine. I haven't tried that yet myself, but you might have just stopped the target system and you won't be able to do anything, even to interact with the debugger. But we're now interested in the COM, and as we set it up the piped port on the virtual machine, so we select pipe, we select the same speed, connection speed. Here we type in the same name as we used in the virtual machine, so it's pipe com lower dash one. And for the virtual machine, I recommend to check this option, but for physical machine it's better not to check this option. So we did it like that, and we press OK. And now it's always appears on the main window. Okay, so it tries to reconnect, but that system is still running. And then if we'll press the break, let's wait a second. So now the target system, it stopped. You see, you cannot do anything here. So mouse doesn't work, keyboard doesn't work. So the only thing is to get out of the virtual machine by pressing your preferred keystroke. And here there's a command line where you can launch different instructions, and here's a different view options. So for example, if you want to see the registers, let's try to, okay, it's again here. Okay, so let's take a look here. So here it's a very useful slide, and if you'll go to that link, there's a lot of useful commands for WinDBG, and let me show you that. So it's a cheat sheet from the WinDBG in foil website, and for example, if we want to see, for example, the registers, then we just simply type R and we'll see all the registers on the target on the host machine right now. So it's R, and I cannot scale it. But alright, so here it's names of registers and the values that are stored there. Also, what you can do is to, for example, press step into, yeah, like F8, and it will execute what system supposed to execute. So you can see that there is a addresses of instructions and the instructions itself. So it's some returns, it's some pops, it's something else, some moves, and so on. Also, what you can see here is a disassembly window again here. So this is the record of instructions that were executed. Also, very useful thing is common browser. So if you if you want to see some particular results here, so not in the general command line, but to have it in a separate window, you will just, let's try, no, not this one. Okay, so here's just some memory region that are viewed here. Afterwards, you can check that comments for the memory regions. They are a bit up in the list. So then this window, you'll be able to update it after each launch. So you don't need to type in the comments each time you need it here in the command line. And so right now our target system is it is stopped. Nothing happens here. But if we go back to the only debug, to the WinDBG, and we press either go here or in the command line we type G, so like for go, and here we see that debuggy is running, and right now the Windows is again, it's active. So you can do something here, and then again you go back to the system, you pause it, and you do whatever you want. So if you want to see the some processes and other things, so again you can see it here, or if you go, where is the mouse? Yes, if you go to the cheat sheet and you go to the, for example, can see it here, but processes, yeah, let's just find, no, backwards, yeah, processes and related information, and if you want to see all the processes that are running on the system, so you launch this this command in the command line. Let's close this, we don't need it right now, but it will show you the list of processes on the window. So you see it's some Google services, there's just some hosts, some WinLogon, and so on. And here you are able to click, for example, on the address of that process, and then you see, and then you see a threads, and then you see, you can see a full module list and user mode state and different things. So that's pretty useful when you're debugging some processes under the interest on the target system. What I also need to mention that if you will, I already mentioned it in the beginning of the lecture, but if you will press break here and exit the WinDBG, then the target system will not remain working. It will still be in the paused mode. So if you want to start it running again, then you connect with the WinDBG again, and then you just release it from the pause mode. So you just press go, and then it will start working. Yes, 5 minutes, last slide. And so sometimes when you debug the virtual machine, WinDBG fails to connect. Well, it's not fails, it just waits for connection, but connection is not established. Then leave the WinDBG waiting for connection and then just restart the virtual machine, and it will most likely gain the connection. As I already mentioned, do not leave the target on break and leave WinDBG, otherwise you won't be able to keep on using the target. And also, please, if you are interested in the kernel debugging, visit the links that are mentioned on the slide. Also, by on that link, on this link, there's a lot of a lot of manuals from Microsoft how to set up the kernel debugging, like via the COM port, via the USB, via the network, and so on. And it is also important to have a proper way to restore the system. So for virtual machines it's easier, but for physical machines, if you will break something really hard, then you won't get anything except of the blue screen of death on the Windows. So you either need to have another hard disk drive to restore the content, or some restore points, but they won't always restore all the information on the disk. They will just restore the state of the Windows. So yeah, so this is pretty much it on kernel debugging. I wanted just to mention it to you so you can do that. So it's not really that difficult. You have a WinDBG on your virtual machines. You can also download it on your host system and then debug the target system. The only thing I want to mention as well is that I haven't checked if the laboratory works from chapter 10 works on the Windows 7, because it's not in our focus for this course this year, but you may try to do that, or you may create a virtual machine with Windows XP yourself and run the drivers that are provided with the book and see what they does there. So yeah, this is pretty much it for today. So thank you for your attention. Thank you for those who've been online. So yes. All right, and we are available on the Blackboard in collaborate mode until 12. So if you have any questions, you can ask them right there. Yes, thank you.